A surprise announcement yesterday from the Walt Disney Company, the studio that gave us Cinderella.
Oh my goodness. It's midnight.
Ariel.
You want thingamabobs? I got 20.
And Snow White.
I'm sure I'll get along somehow.
Has added a new princess to the family.
Why, you stuck-up, half-witted, scruffy-looking nerf herder!
Disney has bought Lucasfilm, the force behind two of the world's most successful movie franchises, Star Wars and Indiana Jones. The price tag? Just over $4 billion. And here's the real headline. Just when Star Wars fans had resigned themselves to the idea that the force would retire with its creator, George Lucas, Disney now promises a new Star Wars film by 2015, with more to follow. Steve Zajcik is covering the deal for the Los Angeles Times, and I asked him what kind of role Lucas will play in the future.
Well, that's, I think, the really, I would say, the $64,000 question, but it's I guess, the $4.05 billion question, because, you know, he's listed in this as a consultant. And as we know from across the business world, being a consultant can mean any one of a number of things, to your advising on the project directly, to sitting on a beach and taking a phone call now and again. So I think my own sense is, given how involved Lucas has been just on his own properties, is that it's going to tend more towards the former. But I think he's also, as he said in his own statement, he's intent on making this a bit of a handover. And I think the fact that he has Kathleen Kennedy, who's a very well-regarded Hollywood producer, working for him and running the company, I think some of that will be offloaded. But I can't imagine he's going to be completely on the sidelines.
Is Disney looking to essentially reinvent and reinterpret these franchises, or will they be kind of handling it with kid gloves creatively?
You know, a lot of people are really wondering that. And I think that, you know, it's funny, for all the jokes that we all make about, you know, Leia is now a Disney princess, and, you know, will we have 101 Ewoks or The Little Mermaid Strikes Back? I think the actual recent track record of Disney is to be a little bit more hands-off. When you look at, you know, what Marvel, for example, which is run by a separate team of executives, a guy named Kevin Feige, who very much stays hands-on, and Disney stays hands-off, you know, well, I think there's a popular perception of Disney as being a kind of micromanagerial kind of company. I think their recent dynamic with a lot of bigger creative powerhouses that make these really big budget movies is to be a little bit removed. Again, they're still a billion-dollar conglomerate, so it's not going to be la-di-da, but I think they'll be a little bit more removed.
At the end of the day, is Disney essentially becoming a company that, instead of creating or originating stories, they buy creators? I mean, you mentioned Pixar, Marvel, now Lucas. I mean, what does this tell us about where the company is creatively?
Well, what I think it tells us something very interesting about where the company is. And in fact, I think what it really tells us is where Hollywood is creatively. I mean, you know, there was a time when studios, sort of the thing they liked doing most was making movies, was developing films, developing characters, and really creating. I mean, Dream Factory and sort of all those cliches, I think, came about for a reason. And what you're seeing now is a very fundamental shift in how at least this one very big Hollywood company and perhaps others do business, where they're outsourcing a lot of the creative sort of enterprise. And what you're seeing now is a very fundamental and, I think, fascinating shift in how Hollywood does business.
Steve Zajcik, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you, Audie.
Steve Zajcik, reporter for the Los Angeles Times.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.